Yo, Linda. Welcome back to another episode of the Sazcast, okay? And I just want to say thank y'all so much for tuning in, all that stuff. And just welcome back from spring break for real. How about you, Lauren?
Spring break? It was winter break, sir.
See, that's how you know it's got me messed up. Winter break on God. That's how you know you got me messed up. I'm already, what, 2-3 weeks in? And we just...
I mean, a lot of us have talked about spring break.
Already.
I mean, I'm going to Memphis, Tennessee. What are you doing for spring break?
We're debating on trying to go to Chicago, if not try to hit something else, you know?
Oh, what about you, Erica? Are you doing anything for spring break?
Probably going to the lake. I haven't fully figured that out yet, though.
Going to the Ozarks?
Yes. I haven't been there. I gotta go there.
It's really fun.
I bet. Well, yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, you were there. I was so excited when I saw you. I think... Everybody. Me, you, Jenna, and Alexia, as soon as we saw each other, we like jumped in each other's arms. We're like, it's been so long.
Yo, I'm literally sitting at my cubicle and I look over, all I'm hearing is, I'm like, what? And I look over, here goes Lauren jumping up. I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yep, you knew it.
I was like, who walked in? Jenna.
Jenna walked in. Alexia walked in. We're all like, it has been a whole month. It was so sad. Not seeing y'all's lovely faces.
But it flew so fast, though.
I know, but then we had student orientation, right? Spring orientation. And that was supposed to be in person, but because of the Omicron variant, we couldn't have it in person, which was just very upsetting. So we had to do it virtually, which was fun. We were able to connect with some of the new students.
Yeah, the transfer students as well.
Transfer students, all that. But I don't know, it would have been so much fun to see you guys all in person.
For real. Yeah, because we were supposed to do, like, take certain groups and like, show them a tour and all that. But
but it did mean that I could drive on Saturday instead of Friday. So I got to spend another day at home, which was awesome because me and my mom made food.
Oh, okay. You drove back that day?
I drove back on Saturday.
Yeah, okay.
So instead of Friday, because I was originally going to drive on Friday since we had orientation on Saturday. But I decided to drive on Saturday after... the online orientation.
Fair enough, yeah. That's what I figured you did.
So, but I got here pretty, it's about 7.5 hour drive, so it was pretty nice.
Not bad.
Except it was raining, and turns out my windshield wipers don't fully work. That was a fun experience. They're just wiping back and forth. I was like, oh my gosh, I might die. But then
Lauren, they will work.
Okay, I don't know why, but every time I drive to Nebraska, something, like, it doesn't go wrong, but it's always an interesting drive. Like, you know, when I went, I dropped Alexia and this guy named Caden off at the airport at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Fair.
And then I was like, well, I'm already up and at 'em, so I drove to Lincoln. But it made me go, like, the Google Maps, I don't know how to read a map. I just follow Google Maps.
Yeah.
I know. So I was driving.
Okay. Yeah.
And it sent me to Illinois.
Really?
Yeah. I was along the Mississippi River. I had no idea. It was 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And it was right after that tornado that hit.
Yeah.
So like wind was blowing. My car was moving. And all of a sudden I see I'm in Mississippi River.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the heck?
About to go to and the north.
Then the Wi-Fi cellular data just kind of crapped out on me.
Yep.
So I was like, all right, I guess I'm going to just keep on driving and hope I make it to Lincoln. I did.
Okay.
In case you're wondering. But
that's weird, though.
No, it was an interesting drive. So.
Nah. The airport itself is weird. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Also, congratulations. Yeah. Final semester.
Man, I'm blessing on it, bro.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. How do you feel being on your last semester at Lindawood?
Honestly, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like you're trying not to regurgitate like everything you've tried to like want to learn, but at the same time, like trying to regurgitate what you already learned. So I'm just like, really, I just see it as a perfect balance. I mean, it gave me what I wanted, honestly, which is like not the reasons why to go to college, but like my own personal reasons. So
gotcha.
It worked, really.
Yeah, I'm super excited to be back at Lindawood. This is my second semester as a sophomore. So I am in rehearsal for Dead Man's Cell Phone.
Yeah.
I've also been promoted to the public relations officer for Alpha Psi Omega.
Congrats.
Thank you. So now I get to run two social media accounts. that's always fun. but I also love going to class and rehearsal and seeing friends. Mm-hmm. And because of my class schedule, I am pretty much 24/7 in the J-Shy, which is the really pretty theater. And, you know, while I'm there, it's always fun when I get to see my old sweet mate, Erica. I get so excited when I see her because she is a dance major. And so whenever I see her, I'm like, oh, it's been so long, because it used to be last year. I saw her every single day, sometimes multiple times a day.
Yeah.
I would go in my bathroom and scream a little because I watched one episode of Criminal Minds, and every once in a while I thought Erica was a serial killer. She was not. But I definitely did think that. So that, anyways, back to what we were talking about. So she is a dance major. She is actually born and raised in Missouri. She is a part of Lion Line, one of the three dance groups here at Lynwood University. And they actually recently went to nationals in Florida. And got third place in hip hop and ninth in jazz in the nation.
Bro.
I am definitely hitting up her for some tips because I'm going to Orlando in just a couple of weeks.
Oh my God. Yes.
I'm so excited.
It's all right. It's all right. That's where it's at, though.
So, question for you, Erica. Because this is your second year going to nationals, how do you and your team prepare for nationals, and what goes into making nationals a possibility?
So we start out the season. Basically, our season is all year long. So around like July, we go to a camp. It's UDA camp, and that's basically our like determination of if we go to nationals or not. We basically just have to go there and just dance. So, and then in like October, November, like area, that's when we learn our two nationals routines. It's hip hop and jazz. So then after we learn those, we clean them for months. We stay here over Christmas break a week, and we come back an extra week. So we're here a lot longer than normal people, but that's okay. We can spend more time together. So, and then we do all that. We also have football games, basketball games on top of all of that. So working around that schedule to clean our dances and get them ready to put them on stage. That's what we got to do. And then nationals in January. So it snuck up on us this year. Last year was in April because of the whole COVID thing. So our season got a little shorter, I would say. We don't have the extra 4 months that we had last year.
Yeah.
So it was awesome to finally get a season that was normal a little bit. So,
I'm glad. Yeah, I've seen some of you guys' routine. Like, I've been part of your, because my friend Shandon.
I love her. Oh, my gosh.
Shandon, God, I love him, Shandon. She beat me in horse, like, a bunch of times, man. Oh, my God. But, no, I would always, like, she asked me, like, freshman year to participate in your guys' girl dance. At the basketball games. I know. And I was like, Shandon, sure, I'll do it. And I was like, I did it. It was pretty fine.
Please tell me there's video proof of this.
Yes.
Can I see it?
I did it for 3 years. No.
Why not?
Because I'm saving it.
You should show me.
Maybe one day.
Maybe
on my last day.
Can you send it to me as your graduation gift to me?
You know what? I might. You know,
that'd be an awesome graduation gift.
Say less.
Because on the last day, I will cry. Actually, it's your birthday gift to me. Because our birthdays are so close to each other.
I don't know, Lauren. I got to choose either or.
Okay.
I'll sleep on it.
I already have your birthday present planned out.
Please let it be nothing.
It's definitely something.
Let it be a blank line.
A blank line?
Yes. Can you give me a pencil?
A pencil?
Some school supplies.
You're graduating. You don't need school supplies.
You never know what's afterwards, though. Ooh.
Are you going to grad school?
Nah.
I am.
Ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
According to Stacy, I have to go to grad school.
Ah, Stacy.
I have to go to grad school.
Okay.
So, I don't know when. I think I'm going to go to school, finish grad or undergraduate, work for a couple years, and then go to grad. So.
Do you like what you do, though?
I do.
Fair.
Yeah, I think I'm going to arts administration as my master's.
Bet.
So, yeah.
Okay. On that topic of loving, like, what you do and all, Erica, what what do you love the most about like with your team and like dancing in general?
So since I've been dancing since I was like 4, mm-hmm. It was always a dream of mine to go into something like a college dance team. Once I got to high school, it was that. But like going like along like the dance thing, like owning my own dance studio. Word. So, I just love the bond that we all had when I was in dance studio, when I was back in the day. and then, yeah. Now being on a dance team in college, it's completely different. We have the school side of it, but then we also have the team side that we have to like kind of like deviate and kind of like pull apart in a way. Mm. So we can have that time together. We are together a lot. So yeah. Not getting on each other's nerves is very hard.
No, I can definitely see that. Yeah.
I understand. I'm in Dead Man's Cell Phone, and mm-hmm. one of the people in the SM team has told me multiple times she might kill me. Because here's the thing. Yes. We have four and a half hours together, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
In rehearsal. So at that, you understand. You can get kind of annoyed with people.
True.
On top of that, we have 2 classes together. Mm-hmm. One of them is a 2.5-hour class on Mondays, and the other is a 1 hour and 15 Tuesdays, Thursdays.
Okay.
So we see each other every single day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Then on Saturdays, we have to go to the makerspace do our drafting homework. And we can only do it on Saturdays because of our schedules.
Oh, for real?
So our only day away from each other is mm-hmm. Sunday. And fun fact, this Sunday is one of my friend Devontae's birthday.
Happy birthday, Devontae.
I know. It's actually his birthday today, but he's celebrating with his fiance. So we're going to celebrate on Sunday.
Yes.
At dinner at Gingham's.
Amen.
Because we're poor college students and it's cheap food.
Hey, it'd be like that.
I know. And so this weekend, we don't actually get a break from each other. So we might kill each other.
And it's okay. I think at least it'll be over a peaceful meal.
Oh, my God. Just poison my pancakes.
It's okay. Hashtag less supper.
So kind of like speaking on that, like because you're with the girls so much and like I've met some of your teammates because we live together and y'all would hang out. So how do you like make sure that you guys don't get too annoyed with each other?
I wouldn't say we do anything specific. We just kind of, we... You just kind of learn how to deal with it, honestly, like anyone would. We know we have to be together 24/7 when we're preparing for nationals. So we kind of have to, like, take things aside and be like, okay, maybe I'll worry about this later, but this is, like, I came here to practice.
Right.
So we usually, our saying is, leave it at the door.
Yeah.
That's most people say that, but that's what we kind of live by that. Because we don't want the negative attitudes in practice, because we want one goal, and that's to win.
For real.
Well, that seems to be the common theme within all of the sports teams that we've talked with is, you know, because they spend so much time together, they have one common goal to win or to, you know, create a community so that they can win in the future. Like if a program didn't do so well last year, their goal isn't this year to win, but rather build up their team membership and to improve skills. But they all have the common goal, but it can be hard. And I like that saying of leave it at the door. I think I could use it more at theater because I think it's like for theater, it's sometimes hard to leave the drama out of the door. But I do like that. Just being like,
that's fair.
You know what? We have one common goal. To make a beautiful art piece.
Yeah.
Let's just remember that. But I do like that. So, you know, speaking of like sports, you know, we've talked about this multiple times about how dance is not considered
a sport. Oh my God.
Even though it is. I mean, you put in hours of
sweat, tears,
and stress. And, like, not even just based on dance.
Yeah, just overall balance.
Everything, because you have to work on flexibility. You have to work on core strength. So how, in your opinion, do you think dance is a sport? And how do you take care of your body because of how demanding the sport is.
Mm-hmm. The amount of papers I've written over this topic is crazy. I've kind of had the definition embedded in my brain. But the definition of a sport is where you exert energy. Fair. And dancing is that. Mm-hmm. We don't have a ball. No, we're not scoring a goal, but we do win trophies like any other sport would.
Yeah.
We compete against other people as a group and not like individually, as like some sports would be.
Right.
I think it's a art form and a sport. People might think that it's just an art form. It can be. Like, my major is an art form, but I would consider dance team a sport. Because we're just not as, like, put out there as other sports would. And that's totally fine, but it is what it is. So.
True. I feel like it is, honestly. I mean, the amount, as you were saying, you know, the exertion of physicalness, like, in general. And, like, bring it all, like, as a team. We're not, y'all know, as you're saying, you don't score in the individual thing. I think just overall, it shouldn't be a topic. As you're saying, like, I feel like it depends on context of where it is.
Correct, yeah.
You know? And I feel like I see it both, yes, as an art form and as a sport, honestly.
Yeah, I just think if chess
bro
could be considered a sport, then dance
crazy
should. Like, what exertion are they do it? Exertion mind of the mind?
Yes.
Of the hand movement?
You know what I'm saying? Strategic placement of the piece?
Did I ever tell you I was part of a chess club?
I was going to be.
I do remember that.
When I was in middle school,
yeah,
I was the... I got an advisor, and I started a chess club team. Fun fact, I did not care about chess. I felt like there was a lot of people, like unique human beings in middle school that didn't really have a club to like express themselves. So we went, it's kind of like a science club, but we like specifically talked about chess.
Mm-hmm.
So like I did not actually play chess like ever.
Yeah.
I just went there and hung out with the advisor and we would like work on coping mechanisms and stuff like that.
Yeah, I feel like it's even still a purpose.
Yeah.
Still made it work.
It taught a lot of kids teamwork.
Yeah.
A little and cooperation. Accepting losing. That was another key one because losing can like, be hard.
I feel like when it comes to chess, that's the best way to learn that one.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm into one test tournament. I ended up not even making the qualifying round.
I was playing chess when we were preparing for the learning community event with live action game night. And Luther and I played chess, and I was so confident. I was like, I'm going to beat you. And he was like, oh, yeah? Psych. And I was like, yes. And then he beat me, like, so badly. I was like, I hate you.
I'm telling you, man, I don't mess with Luther. He knows some stuff, man. I'm telling you. He be doing some stuff.
He be doing stuff with that unibrow.
Goodbye. Goodbye. But anyway, Eric, I wanted to ask you this. If of all your dances, do you like jazz or do you like hip hop the most?
Growing up, I really liked jazz, but coming from high school to college, I think hip hop made its way up there.
Right. Is there any other like art forms that you want to learn in dance, or is there the ones you already know now that you like want to like evolve on?
I would like to learn more tricks for hip hop. I'm very like, it's a mind and physical kind of thing, like putting myself into tricks and doing new ones.
Mm-hmm.
So getting past that point, I think will be the point where I can do anything, basically.
I feel you.
So yeah, probably grow more in hip hop. There's always ways to grow in hip hop. Oh my gosh, so many.
I feel like that's true, yeah.
Dev?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your favorite genre of dance?
Of dance in general?
Yes.
I like all of them.
You do?
I'm real like, I like, it depends. Like if I'm like, if night me was like, go for like a nice tango. You know what I'm saying? Or like, I'm a waltz person, honestly.
A waltz person?
I really like the waltz. I don't know why. It just seems so intricately like simple, but at the same time, there's movement. Like the movement you have to go into, it takes time.
Oh my gosh.
And you got to believe into the, you know, the other person as well.
I would love to waltz.
I don't know. Like, I had a dream when I was young, like, waltzing on, like, a black top for some reason. Like, in the middle of, like, a school. All dressed up in a suit. And just like all the lights were shining on me and I was just killing it, bro. And like this, I don't know who she was, just came in and we just, all the roses just threw at us. And I was like, yeah, where's my chocolate though?
Chocolate?
On me. I don't want no roses thrown at me. I want some chocolate, man.
You ever wonder why like roses are like flowers are gifts? Like specifically like.
In general? Like.
Yeah. Cause like, okay, for example.
But.
So my great uncle passed away. And a lot of people gave the family flowers. But flowers die. Like
true.
Chocolate doesn't die. Chocolate disappears, but chocolate doesn't die. Flowers die.
You're right. Chocolate does disappear.
Yeah.
But I don't know, though. That'll be one thing to look up, honestly. I'll Google that one day.
I'll Google it one day.
Google it!
My personal favorite dance?
Yes.
Ballet.
Why?
Well, okay, so I think it's just so beautiful. I've done so many dance concerts, like sound and lighting, that, oh, they're just so beautiful. So in Lincoln, Nebraska, there's a dance company called True Dance.
I think I've heard of that one, yeah.
True Dance, fun fact, the owner of True Dance, forget her name. Really do.
Yeah.
Interesting woman. Her daughter, Mackenzie True, was on Dance Moms.
Like for real?
Yeah. So, like, they, the first time we ever worked with her during break, we were watching Dance Moms.
Yeah.
It was really funny. And so, and also, fun fact, JoJo.
Yes.
She originally is from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Okay.
And was in True Dance Company.
Oh, okay.
Before she went to Abby's Lee's dance company. So,
but I see what you mean. Okay.
Back to what we were talking about
right.
with ballet. It was so beautiful, like the ballet aspect, because like I watched Aladdin as a ballet. She was very into Disney. So all of them were Disney.
Okay.
My freshman year was Aladdin.
Yeah.
And then my sophomore year was Beauty and the Beast.
Oh,
I know. My junior year was Frozen.
Bruh.
I know. And then my senior year was going to be, I think, Little Mermaid. But, or Mulan, I couldn't remember.
Please, Mulan.
But please. Because of COVID, that got canceled.
Dang it.
But it was just, the amount of effort ballet takes is insane.
I think it's really graceful.
Exactly.
It's so graceful.
And like the amount of physical like endurance these women have, it was amazing. Like two of the people who are from dance went to my high school now dance for University of Nebraska Lincoln.
Nice.
So they actually went to nationals. They didn't compete in your district. But they did go to nationals.
Wait, there's districts to it?
There's divisions.
Divisions, not districts, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, snap. Okay, I didn't even know that. Like, how was nationals this year, Erica, since we're on this topic?
It was good. It was obviously a different experience from last year. But I think we grew as a team, not just at nationals, but before nationals, so getting there. It was a lot smoother, I would say. But yeah, it was fun. We competed Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
And then we had Monday and Tuesday to go to Disney. And then sadly we came back.
Word. Because I didn't know how long y'all took down there.
Yeah, so we actually left Thursday before?
Mm-hmm.
So Thursday we got in. And then we practiced Thursday and Friday. So Friday is our long day. We rent a studio down in Florida.
Yeah.
And we practice there for 6-7 hours.
Sheesh.
Yes, we do that. And then we also practice with other teams. So this year we got to practice with FSU.
Oh, really?
Their dance team. Nice. For like a parking lot practice.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, those are really fun because you get to see all the teams around you that are competing. Not in your category, but also like the D1 category. It's very cool to see.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. I never thought about that. Like, I would think, like, yes, you will have, like, collaborations with different schools, but I would never, like, think it would be, like, something on the spot. Yeah. I always thought it was, like, it was always set in stone. You know what I'm saying? Because of how people are just, you know, busy when it comes to, you know, doing this. So that's how I thought. I never know. It was like, yo, we're doing this right now in a parking lot versus everybody. Get your cars and we're going. Like,
freestyle.
For real.
Let's do some flips.
Drop it like it's hot or it's nothing. Like, literally. But no, I found it like that. I like that.
Yeah. Well, like, so with going to Florida, I recently, 2 days ago, made an impulse buy.
This woman, bro.
I'm so excited to go to Disney. I found tickets, $60.
Wow, that's cheap.
I know. It's on Spirit Airlines, so might die, but that's okay. I also found an Airbnb, $80 a night. Fits up to 8 people. I've texted lots of people. Mm-hmm. 3 people have confirmed. Wow. But I am going to Disney.
Blessed.
How was Disney for you? And do you have any tips for me? Because I am so excited.
Please.
So I've been going to Disney, this specific competition, so UDA, since my junior year of high school. Watch so out. I kind of know my way around, like, Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, things like that.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go with me. You want to go?
Hey.
I can't go again.
Oh.
My feet are dead, and it's, what, 2 weeks later?
Understandable.
But, yeah, so we always ride rides together as a team. Mm-hmm. So this year we went to Magic Kingdom first. We rode Space Mountain.
Yes.
Which is always one of my favorites.
Love
But it will never top Rock and Roller Coaster. That is my all-time favorite in Hollywood Studios.
Hollywood Studios, okay.
All-time favorite. Mm-hmm. That and then the Tower of Terror.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Devin's so excited.
I'm sorry, I like Tower of Terror. It's lit.
Have you been?
No. I'm sorry, I have friends. I've seen them. I've seen it.
Understandable.
But I'm not witness. I've not participated in the fun.
Well, you can participate in the fun by going to Disney with us.
See, I would, Lauren.
$60 tickets.
You know.
So we can. I did the budget. We can go to Disney for under $700.
I'm healed.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'll keep it on the back burner.
Keep thinking about it.
I'll keep it sitting.
Alexia is most likely going. Veronica is most likely going. I'm almost convinced Matias, he might come.
That boy Matias.
Paul said no.
Oh, Paul?
Yeah, he said no.
Paul's a goofball.
So did Luther. I was like, rude.
They're both goofballs.
I know. Right. Don't be a goofball and go to Disney with us.
I might just be a coon instead. It's okay.
You disappoint me. Well, back to the conversations. We keep getting sidetracked. So you mentioned that you are interested in being a dance teacher. Now, where would you be interested in teaching? Because I know you're from Missouri and you go to school in Missouri. Mm. So would you want to maybe teach on the East Coast, the West Coast, the Midwest, the South? Could be a dance teacher in Georgia or Alaska?
Well,
or Canada?
So my dream was always to go to LA. I went to LA in 2018, I believe, for a dance opportunity.
Word.
So it is very expensive to live out there, obviously.
Yeah,
but it will probably be my dream. And if that doesn't work out, we'll find somewhere else to go.
I like that mentality for real.
Yeah, me too.
For real, because my god sister did the same thing. Instead for dance, she went for acting. Mm-hmm. And every time, like, she'll come home or she'll be on the phone with my sister because they're best friends, she'll be like, Deed, I can't do it out here, man. She'd be like, what's going on? She's like, man, my rent, hellas, man. Yeah. My car, hellas, man. Just to live out here, hot. I was like, well, come back to the Midwest. I mean, you can be cold, get some farmland.
Farmland.
Yeah, and get some farmland, grow some corn. You know what I'm saying? Maybe
get some cows.
Wheat. Yeah, some cows. You know what I'm saying, Lauren?
We could get an emotional.
Pigs.
Some. You know how during the mental health day we had the emotional cow come?
Yeah.
We could get another emotional
cows here.
Yeah, they brought a cow last time, Erica.
I thought there was only dogs.
No, there was a cow.
Okay,
a cow
so
last time.
That here's makes me sad. So there is a woman in the provost office. Meredith is her name.
Yeah, I think so.
She's super nice. She owns a ranch in Missouri. And She came. She's like constantly in the office because she's like best friends with Justin and Janet.
Yeah, Janet.
And so she was talking about how she might bring a cow, and I was like, "No way!" She actually brought a cow. It was amazing.
Wasn't I sick that week? I think that was the week I was sick or something.
Was that the week you?
Yeah, I think so. Probably. Dang it! I missed the cow. Did he have a name?
He does have a name. I cannot tell you the name.
What, it should be Calvin or something?
It's not Calvin.
Calvin Cow. Yeah, man.
Oh my gosh, maybe I should tell her the story about how I saved a cow.
For real.
She would appreciate that story.
Honestly, you might get an opportunity out of it. You never know.
True.
Crazy.
But anyways, yeah, the cow.
Things that come to Lindwood. It's crazy.
I know. We have like cows coming. We had an
alpaca come a couple of years ago.
An alpaca?
Yeah, it was an alpaca.
Do you think we could ever?
They had some llamas, bro.
Do you think we could ever get a lion?
It was a goat. Never.
A real lion?
Never.
Why not?
Because it's too high risk. Even if I try to like bring in like some type of like a tiger, even it'd be like too endangered.
I was watching an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Yes.
Which I know, Erica, you Grey's, watch.
Oh, my God.
My favorite show ever.
Why? What is so... Can y'all please tell me what is so good about Grey's? Like, it's like every...
Erica, I'm going to let you take this.
Please.
It's not like the show. It's the people.
Respect.
Like, they're so...
Relatable.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, hot.
Goodbye.
Okay, Lauren.
You see your own guy.
Just saying.
There is a few, yes. But
DeLuca.
Goodbye.
Who do you?
Yeah.
Mark.
Mark? That makes sense.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways.
Yeah, it's the people. It's not necessarily the show. Like, me watching it, I could probably do so many surgeries right now. Because I just watch it so many times, I just know how to do it. Fair. So I could be a doctor if I really wanted to, but I won't be.
Telling me, bro.
But anyways, the reason why I brought it up.
Please.
So there's an episode. Because here's the thing. I like comfort shows.
True.
Like shows I can watch while I'm studying. Or shows that I can watch while I deep clean my room. Because I am a clean person. I just cleaned my room. Erica's nodding her head like, yes, yes, you are. I think at one point I cleaned your room. At one point I was like, I can't
hear. Bro, no way.
Yeah, I did ask you to clean my room one time.
No,
I think
way.
I did it without you asking.
Oh.
You got like snuck into your room and cleaned your room.
I was like, I'm just gonna mess around and fuck around with Erica's shit real quick.
I've also cleaned the bath. Yeah, no, I'm a clean person. But anyways, back to Grey's Anatomy episode.
Yes.
Meredith and Derek were driving to work when all of a sudden they see a lion in the middle of the road.
Yeah. Okay.
So what had happened was this woman was raising a lion in her house in Seattle.
Oh.
And she was dating this guy, and the guy was coming over for the first time and was going to meet the lion, but when he didn't know about the lion, so he just went into the house and there was a lion, and he started screaming, and the lion like assumed that the boyfriend was a threat.
Right.
And went to attack the boyfriend and then ended up attacking the girlfriend as well. So, like, both of them are in critical places in their life. And this lion is just walking around in Seattle.
Yeah, just peacefully, like...
And the girlfriend, both of them survive. And they are put in a room together. I watched this episode yesterday. So they were put in a...
it's fresh in her mind.
It's fresh in my mind. So they were put in the room together.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, waking up like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you're alive. You know, you're so lucky I was there to save you. And she was like, you ruined my life. She was so mad at him. And we were like, well, the doctors separated them too. And I thought to myself, seems like a healthy relationship right there.
Goodbye, Lauren. Goodbye, I'm done with you today.
So, I mean, you know, valid. You know, having a lion on campus might not be the safest idea.
Yo.
Nope.
But you ever...
I don't know, we got the space for it.
You ever... Because, like, Yale has their cute dog.
But that's a dog, though.
I know.
You know, when it comes to, you know, like, Georgia and Yale with the bulldogs, you just go get a bulldog.
Can I get a? Will you buy me? I want a pit bull.
Definitely.
I want a pit bull so badly.
Those things scare me.
They're rough, but I'm telling you, that loyalty is insane, man.
I know. I have a Doberman.
Yeah.
And that dog is so sweet and loyal. Granted, it's an ongoing joke in our house that if a burglar or a robber or an axe murderer ever came to our house,
not the axe murderer,
Berlin would like jump on the axe murderer and like lick it in his face, like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe you're here. You're so like love the axe murderer and be like, oh, you want to kill my family? Okay, have fun."
But that's literally how I feel about my girlfriend's dog. She has Aussie named Mabel, and I'm like, every time like I'll come over, she'll just, you know, get excited and just jump on. I'm like, "Mabel, bro, I saw you last week."
Mabel missed you.
I know. Sorry. I miss Mabel too sometimes. She's a goofball.
That'd be fun. I mean, shouldn't let me meet Mabel. I feel like Mabel would like me.
I don't know, Warren. Mabel's a piece of work.
Did you hear? Biden got a cat. There's a cat in the White House.
She was telling me about this, Erica. So apparently, everybody, Joe Biden got a new cat named Willow.
Willow is adorable.
And she messes with the name Willow Biden. And I'm like, really?
I mean.
Which I know it's the last name, but still, I'm like, dang.
We had Bo Obama.
I know, it's hilarious too.
See, here's the thing. I was talking.
Bo was tough.
Bo was tough.
He held it down.
I'm talking with Jeremy.
Yeah.
Who deals with accommodations.
Fair.
And I was talking about how like a lot of presidents have had animals to make them seem more like approachable and nicer and like family values. So. But yeah, no, that's the reason why Joe Biden probably got a cat.
Hmm.
He also has a new puppy, so.
That works.
There's lots of animals at the White House. Plus, I mean, it has shown that when there are animals in the office, people are happier.
Yeah.
Like, I think we should have animals in our office. I mean, you weren't there.
No.
But the day we had a mental health day, I decided to go to work because our office had animals. Like, all of the people brought animals. So, like, Brooke brought her dog.
Yeah.
Cutest thing on earth. Christy brought her dog. Oh, my gosh. It's like a golden doodle.
Yeah.
It is like...
Isn't it tall? Like,
no, it's not tall. It's maybe 2 feet, 3 feet tall.
Really?
It is so cute, though. I just wanted to hold it.
Hmm.
But yeah, there are so many dogs.
Yeah, I was about to say, I thought we only had dogs in the office that day.
Yeah, we just had dogs. No cats.
Man.
Sadly, the cow couldn't go upstairs. The cow had to stay downstairs.
I just wanted to meet him.
Well, maybe if you ask Meredith, you can be like, "Can I meet your cow?"
We'll see about that one day. Linda with Tings. Erica, what's the main reason why you came to Lindwood to dance?
Is it because of the cow? That's why I came.
Is it because of these cool opportunities to touch animals?
I didn't know about that until this year. But I started like coming to like clinics for dance team in 2014.
Oh, wow.
I've known about this place for a very long time. My family lives in St. Charles, so I would see it when I would come up here.
Mm-hmm.
But... also, I had, like, my role models went here. My former dance teachers, they went here, were on the dance team, graduated from here. And I still look up to them to this day. They have their families and everything.
Yeah. Now.
But once I always had Lindenwood, like, kind of on the back burner. But I wanted to see, like, where else I could go. KU was an option. But a little pricey. But I also, like, I toured schools in California. I toured CalArts and, what's it called? It's in Orange County.
Oh, I know.
It's very expensive. It's a dance school. It's an art school.
Yeah, it's an art school. I know about that one.
Okay.
But yes, I toured there. But, yeah, tuition's, like, five times it is here. So that wasn't going to happen. I knew that. So, yeah. And then... then I was like, let me just try out for the dance team. And I made it. And now I'm here.
Word.
With dance team, do you get a scholarship?
Yes, I do.
That's awesome.
It's just any other sport. So.
Word.
And then with dance, do you get a scholarship as well?
For dance major?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I believe so, I do.
Gotcha.
Because since I am a double major, I do get that extra thing that goes with it.
Nice. Yeah, I thought so. I was just like, I'm fairly confident dance majors also get a scholarship because, like, I get a scholarship for being a stage management major.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's you just have to, like, audition to be in the program.
Yeah. That's okay. That's what I was going for.
So, yeah, that's basically where it came from. So.
Nice. Do you like, is it hard? Because the dance program is very different than the dance teams.
Mm.
Do you feel like it is hard to go between the two, or do you feel like they kind of like piggyback off of each other and they have the same concepts and same techniques?
So I would say, dance program is more of what I've been doing for a long part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so once I got to high school, that's where I learned to balance dance team and studio. So basically it would be like now it'd be program and dance team. So it's very different. The styles are very different, except for like jazz and hip hop and those things. They're just more hard hitting when it comes to dance team and a lot cleaner. You can clean like a dance program dance very well.
Okay.
But it's more of like your emotion you put behind it rather than like this fingertip has to be in this spot at this time during the dance. That would be dance team. So, yeah.
Okay.
I find it fun, but most people find it overwhelming. But that's just who I am. I'm
built different.
I like many things going on at one time. So
okay,
yeah,
that works.
Yeah, no, that's I see that and I've see that in your personality. You definitely like things going on.
Yes.
So you know because we. You know, you're involved in dance and you're involved in dance team and you're a full-time student double majoring. Your schedule is just insane. So what do you do to have fun? Like, how do you relax?
I do like my bed. My bed is my bed's a fun place. I am in there a lot.
And isn't it a mega bed?
Yes, I have my own room.
She has her own room. It's a mega bed.
Blessed.
Yeah. So, well, I got lucky this year.
Got lucky last year.
Last year, I was also lucky last year too. But that's a whole different reason. But so I did have a roommate, and then I moved in 2 weeks early last semester. So. I was in there, and so I knew who my roommate was, obviously, so I could, like, contact her and stuff, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so no one was moving into the room next to me. And so I guess the two people that were in there, or the one person that was in there, moved out, switched dorms, or just left the school completely. So I got a hold of Natalia, which is my suite mate now. Hey, do you want your own room?
Mm-hmm.
You're obviously going to have to pay more. And she's like, that's fine with me. I was like, okay. So now I have my own room to myself.
Hey.
And she does too. So yeah, it's very nice. Get a mega bed, get two desks. It's really nice.
Look, those mega beds are awesome.
Anything put that is not a twin size is blessed. Okay.
Right.
It took me because my roommate moved out. What was it? A week? Yeah, it was a week.
A week or week and a half.
A week and a half after freshman year.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Start of freshman year,
and I was so afraid that they were going to put another person in my room that I didn't make a mega bed. I was like, no.
Oh, that's what y'all mean by mega bed. Okay.
Yeah, putting them together. Yeah. And so, but then, I don't know, I think Erica finally convinced me after second semester. Mm-hmm. She's like, you have to do it. And I'm like, maybe. And then I finally tried it and I was like, thank goodness I did. Because I fell off my bed a couple of times.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah, no, I've had, no, literally, Erica. I've heard, like, my friends of friends also have fell out their bed, bro.
She could hear me.
For real?
Yes.
Go ahead.
The amount of times I would hear, like, a thump. And, like, I've fallen off my bed before. So, like, it's, I completely understand it.
Yeah.
And, like, I just need, like, a little railing. But.
For real, just.
Yeah. But, yeah, I would be like, are you okay? Like, I would walk in. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm great. Just go back to bed. And I'm like, okay. That's fine.
Oh my god.
The amount of stories we have.
Lauren.
From my freshman year of me falling.
Don't tell me about it, Laura. That is still traumatized to this day.
Man.
She's the one who found me after I passed out in the shower.
Lauren.
Hey.
Well, okay, good. Actually, that's true.
She's okay now.
She's okay now.
Oh god, 10 out of 10. Thank you.
But like, for real. Falling down in the shower.
Yeah.
The people below us heard us or heard me.
What dorm were you guys in? Or
Reynolds.
Reynolds.
Second, oh, yeah.
Second floor.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Bro.
Yeah. So.
Luckily, I was
with people. Yeah, they gave you guys Reynolds afterwards. Yeah. Right.
Luckily, I was with people when it happened. Bless. Because usually I'm not the type of person to like. I don't like scary things, and that was scary to me. Mm-hmm. So thankfully, I was with other people that were able to help her. So it wasn't just me. But,
word.
But yeah. She's all good now. She's good.
She's good. I'm good now.
We got her all fixed up.
I am fixed up.
I might look crazy, but she's good.
I've always been crazy.
Well, for real?
Yeah.
I know.
Are you kidding me? I am like a
what?
Ray of sunshine.
Okay. On to the next thing. I'm sorry.
On to the next thing. You're lucky to have me in your life.
It's a true blessing.
Yeah. Anyways, so my last question for you.
Oh, I got because one more too, Lauren.
You have another one?
Yes, but go all right,
then I'll let you go.
Oh, no, I was just going to ask Erica, like, since you were talking about moving to LA and if it doesn't work there, having other options, do you yourself have a type of comparison to, like, having it already set to LA, then comparing it to, like, somewhere like New York where it's, you know, the media capital of the world? Do you, you know, how do you sway between the two?
So for me, New York is considered like the acting and realm of fair. That. More of like Broadway type of dancing. Okay. I can't go on Broadway. I'm a little too short for that. So
that, she is a shorty.
Yeah. So like I consider New York like the top tier.
Okay.
And LA as the startup kind of like move. You would go there to like get your like career started, take dance classes with, I'd say, famous people. Mm. But like the top choreographers that are there.
Yeah.
Take classes from them, things like that. So I guess LA would be the startup and New York would be like your final destination, I guess you'd say.
Okay.
Like where you would want to get to.
I can see that. Okay. I didn't think of that way. Okay.
Yeah.
Bet. That was my main thing, really.
That was your main thing?
For real, because honestly, you know, everybody, you know, when you want to start something like this, you would go to LA, you know? And now it's like, I'm going to say go to, but it's there, you know?
Yeah.
And I say go for it. If you have the hunger, you got to strive for it, definitely.
Yes.
So for sure.
It's about hunger. It's about power. We stay hungry. We devour, put in the work, put in the hours, and take what's ours.
Literally.
Fun fact.
The Rock said it all, yeah.
Erica is a TikTok star.
Oh my god.
For real, Eric?
No, I'm
she
my
has
god, Eric.
She has a video with what?
I'm sorry, you got the two rings on and I'm
1,000 views.
I'm remember. Sleeping on you, Erica.
I don't. It was like in high school that I like got that I blew up.
It was she is a TikTok star. You should follow her.
I don't do TikTok that much anymore.
Mm.
We might be creating a TikTok. Fun fact.
Do you find it I'm sorry. Do you find it better than other social media platforms that we've been had or yeah, your overall, like, outlook on it. That's what I want to know.
So, I used to be, like, all for TikTok. I would watch it during school.
Mm, of course.
During class.
For yeah. real.
But now that I've gotten older, it's not that I don't like it. It's just the same things over and over again. Mm. I do like it for, like, the dance community. Like, right now, the whole LSU dance team Tiger Girls.
Oh yes, I've seen that.
It's blown up right now.
It's amazing.
It's oh my gosh, it's so good. Oh. And so seeing what they came from and having people do it on a platform like TikTok,
mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of heartwarming. Like, yeah. But
hey.
I don't really use it for like posting out there. I just watch TikTok. Lauren dances. By watching, I don't actually get up and learn them anymore. I just see it so many times that it's just in my brain.
She's like, ah.
And sometimes when you do the TikTok dance, you almost break a mirror.
Yeah. Really? Oh, my gosh. Lauren, don't bring that up.
She almost did break a mirror. That's funny.
Yeah.
It happens.
My foot hit it, and it came down.
It did not break, though.
It didn't break.
What?
No, it was like a stand-up mirror, kind of. It wasn't mine either, so if it would have broke, I would have cried.
No, bless, bro. I remember I broke my roommate's TV my freshman year, bro.
Oh, Jesus.
How'd you break it?
Man, I was mad. I was like, I had an argument with my ex like a couple of hours before, right? So I come back to the dorm.
Was that the ex I met?
No, not that one. Mm. It was before that one.
Oh.
And I was livid, bro. So I took my slide and like I did one of the fucking karate kick ups and I launched that mug and I thought I was launching it at the freaking closet door straight at his TV.
Oh my gosh.
Fell straight back. I was like, bro, I called him Chrono Phone. I was like, TJ, I'm sorry, bro. I broke your TV, man. He was like, bro, don't even worry about it. We'll find out what the situation is when I get there.
That's a good friend right there.
I was like, TJ, bless. And then I gave him $300 over the summer.
Good job.
On me.
So my last question for you is, you are a student first. That is what we're all here for. We are here to get our degree.
That paper.
That paper that says, congratulations, you didn't fail college.
Me.
So, how do you prioritize academics with your busy schedule?
So, the first thing that comes to my mind is a student athlete. That's mainly what this school is, either student athlete or a student arts, like for your case.
Yeah.
And I would consider myself both arts and athlete. But, so... I've enjoyed school. I put that in high quotes.
Same.
School is fine. I do. It's like a distraction that keeps me from doing other things.
Yeah.
So it's hard. Trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my schooling, but it's also kind of easy how my major is kind of like the lifestyle that I want to do. Dance, taking dance classes. Oh my gosh. Easiest class you could ever take other than dancing. But no work involved.
Man, no paper, no writing. No pencil.
Sometimes there's writing in them. Okay. But like dance major also comes with like learning anatomy. Like that is hardcore. I took that last semester and I'm on like the part two of it right now.
Ooh.
Where I like have to work out for the class.
Oh really?
Yes.
Man.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But, yes, it's fun. But, like, I've learned a lot from taking it as my major. So,
Word. It's really nice.
Okay. Yeah, well, thank you so much for being here and recording an episode and talking about Lion Line and your life as a dance major as well as a dance team member. It's been really fun talking to you. And
thank you for having me.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yes, Erica, thank you. I wanted to ask one more thing. If there was one thing you would say to like future Lions who want to be in your department or with your major, what would you say to them? Or what type of advice or just viewpoint, anything?
I'd say don't take anything for granted. With whatever has gone on in the past like 2 years, it's been very like special to get what we get. And not throw a fit, kind of that kind of mindset.
Yeah.
Don't take it for granted. Figure out what you want to do with like your dance major, if you want to go into that. Also, if you plan on double majoring, make them go together.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I did. So business and dance. Try to just like decide when it's the right time for dance team and when's the right time for dance program. But yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I like that on me.
Yeah, me too.
Anything else, Lauren?
No, I think that's it.
Okay.
Followers, fun fact, we have a special announcement.
Oh.
We are now available on Lindenwood's Digital Commons.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, I got an email from the manager of Digital Commons, and he was like, how willing would you be to have your episodes on the digital commons? And I was like, absolutely. Huh. So it is now on Linwood's digital commons.
You heard it right here, folks.
Yes. On
digital commons. Check it out, honestly.
Check it out.
I might have to, yeah.
Also,
yes.
I will make sure to post a photo of all three of us on Instagram.
Yeah.
And in the comments or caption, I will write the cow's name so that we all can remember the cow's name.
The cow's name bit.
Yeah, because I don't know it. And I think it's important for everyone to know what the cow's name is.
You know what? Deal.
Okay.
All right. Well, everybody, again, thank you for coming through. Catch us on Spotify. You already know. And for all of us here at the Sasscast, stay sassy.